Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, known as CMS, recently released its report on national health expenditures for 2017, and it showed an increase of 3.9%, its slowest rate of growth in 4 years. No doubt this report might prompt some to conclude that the health spending spiral is slowing, but our next guest has serious doubts. Lynn Bailey is a Columbia, South Carolina-based healthcare economist and consultant to area hospitals, insurers, entrepreneurs, and investors. Today, she's back in our studio. Lynn, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mike.
Give us a quick synopsis of your work.
I've had a front row seat for hospital boards who are grappling with new technologies and programs to remain competitive. I've looked at insurers' efforts to change the way that we pay for providers and clinical services. I've worked with a number of entrepreneurs and investors on where to apply their energies and resources to keep the healthcare system growing and moving in the future. I've also been a patient. I'm an enrollee and now Medicare. And
well, so go ahead and give us your thoughts on this new healthcare expenditures report, and it's for 2017. So is it always a year behind?
It's always a year behind. It's really based on data that is collected from the Medicare and Medicaid billing systems and other insurance systems. Last year, on average, we spent, for every man, woman, and child, $11,000, slightly less, 3% a year, so it is going up. Now, the last report that I got from Washington was a report from the Department of Health and Human Services, the Treasury Department, and the Labor Department talking about the Trump administration's effort to make healthcare more transparent, to make health insurance more competitive for individuals and small groups by giving a lot of regulatory freedom to state insurance commissioners. And the other thing that they urged is that states that regulate health providers through a certificate of need program do away with those.
And exactly what is that?
That's the permission system. Can we build a new hospital? Can we build a freestanding emergency care facility? Can we build more nursing home beds? It's a permission system that allows the public to participate and allocate resources where the public thinks it's necessary.
Is this nationwide or just in South Carolina?
There are 23 states that still have CONs. It came from the days when, if you build it, they will come. We thought if we slowed the construction of costly healthcare facilities, we could lower the cost of healthcare. Didn't work.
Normally, increases in supply bring costs down, though. It's economics 101, right?
Economics 101 does not apply in healthcare.
Besides the situation with certificates of need here in our state, what is the current state of our state's healthcare industry?
Big and getting bigger. It is the battle of big hospital systems, the battle with big insurance systems, the battle nationally with big pharma. And so all of that comes in and washes over us in South Carolina. So healthcare is a big business, getting bigger. We've done 4 big systems in South Carolina in the last 2.5, 3 years.
Hospital systems.
Hospital systems. Well, when you have a hospital system, that also means that they acquire and employ physicians, and they capture patients within their system.
So you see more hospital mergers coming, more national pharmaceutical mergers?
More national pharmaceutical mergers, for sure. We've pretty much merged up everything in South Carolina in terms of hospitals and physician networks. We'll close more rural hospitals. and hope to backfill that with telemedicine and the growth in nurse practitioners and physician assistants.
Lynn, as always, thanks for stopping by our studio.
I'll come back anytime you need me.
Lynn Bailey is a Columbia, South Carolina-based healthcare economist. We will have a link to that report that I mentioned on national health expenditures posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.